So we just hear everything.
Wait, I thought we weren't going to do the chant.
I don't know. The spirit got me. All right, well.
Here we are.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Where are we now? We're doing As You Wish 915. The wedding is a week away.
Woo!
This, however, we do not expect to be the last podcast. We want to do one afterward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this will probably be the
last.
Penultimate.
There's ghosts.
We just got the mail. Just came in. My name is Greg, and I'm one of your hosts here. And I just got back from Europe.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah. I'm Josh. Nothing that cool. So, school just started. That's fun. Okay, next. Back on the grind.
All right.
That would be you.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess,
we're
yeah.
Going on the
I'm
Make
less,
sure
I'm
who's here.
One of the people getting married. Is that the thing? I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah,
that's good.
Sure. That'll work. And I'm
He sounds a little unsure about whether he's getting married.
Yeah, he's confused when he shows up.
Cold feet. Cold feet.
Yeah, I'm Katie. I'm the bride, the blushing bride.
Better warm than feet.
Here we go.
Yeah, we have a jam-packed storyboard here.
Yeah,
a lot of exciting things.
We were pinging and whatever
we were
at the
pinging.
Beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Ping.
Ping.
Mostly
that was in reference to the pings on last podcast.
Yeah,
where
you might have noticed those.
Greg's a very popular guy. He gets a lot of text messages, and they come in on the laptop.
So popular that it's happened once in all of these episodes.
Yeah.
But it happened more than once on.
But goddamn, is it annoying though? So we just wanted to apologize for that. And by apologize, we just wanted to scream pings in your ear, remind you of how annoying it was.
Yeah, I guess we're not really that sorry about it.
Ping.
Those were just unimaginably loud. I don't know what even happened.
They were painful. It was rough.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Rough, like one ply toilet paper.
Oh, God. That was an image I just didn't need.
All right. I guess I'll apologize for that now.
Let's do the housekeeping stuff.
Okay.
Cool.
Since we're a week away.
Do it.
What do people need to know? They need RCP.
No, that's
finally.
Oh, shit.
Although I did just hear from somebody maybe 2 days ago that I had not heard from for over a month. I was pestering him about his RSVP. I'm going to give him a little bit of shit right now.
Way to go, that guy.
Name him.
Finally, he responded to me to tell me no. And I was like, yeah, cool. I already marked you as a no.
Yeah.
Good talk.
At least it was a.
Should we name him?
No, it's okay.
But it rhymes with.
Yeah, what does it rhyme with? How do you know him?
From the credential program. I'll say that.
At least it's a late no instead of a late yes. A late yes would be worse, I think.
Yes would be worse. It would cause me much more stress. So I'd have to reorganize the seating chart, and then I would cry.
We got a lot of those, like, hey, I'm bringing my brand new girlfriend. It's like, no, you're not, bitch. I already know her. And then they still bring her. It's like, okay, cool. Well, I'm glad it worked out. They're married now. So
what? They better get married after that.
If you fucking invite yourself to my wedding, you better fucking last.
I actually feel, we were talking about this, we feel a little bad that we made it exclusionary to plus ones, especially some people that we know that have been together for a year and we just haven't met their significant other. And then our numbers ended up dropping more than we thought they would.
Ooh.
And now we're like, oh, dang, well... I wish they could have come, and they're not coming because they couldn't bring their person, but, that is done.
At the time,
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That late invite also is kind of a good slap in the face. It's like, hey, a spot opened up. You want to bring We totally wanted you there the whole time.
That's second class friend. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the ceremony is on Saturday,
yes.
A week from today, and we're not quite at that time, but the ceremony will start at 3:30. Mm-hmm. Get there at 3, sign the gift book, it's real cute, and have, there's no alcohol at the beginning, but you can get, lemonade and water.
We're
going
to make you wait at least a little bit.
Bring some alcohol that goes with lemonade.
It's a lot of options.
Nice. Starts at 3:30, you said?
3:30.
P.M.?
Yep, and the AM. What a twilight ceremony.
Pacific.
The address is on the website. I've had people texting me and asking me, please stop. Go to the website.
Oh, they're all
there.
www.aswish19.com. Yay!
Password.
Farm boy.
Get it together.
Wait, there's a website?
All right. I thought it was that's what she said. 19.edu.
Oh, God. Anyway, and then the meet and greet is the night before. If you can make it, that's awesome. Just to hang out with the people that will be there, so it's not a bunch of strangers, and we're just gonna
nice.
Chat and have fun.
You can
more
meet.
Time together.
You can meet me.
Yeah.
Are we gonna play icebreakers?
We should.
Trust balls?
Ooh.
Ooh, slang.
Everyone's now not coming.
It is a BYOB. We'll have some stuff for sure. We just don't really know how many people are going to be there, so we're going to have a couple of ice chests, but that's
definitely
it.
Definitely much more casual.
Cool.
Yeah, super chill.
Awesome. Okay.
And it looks like it's going to be a little chilly for those of you that haven't checked the weather. Sunny, but cold.
Yeah,
so
I got back
bring
to town.
Or something.
Wear your nipple pasties.
Like
you know, have those pokey nipples.
That's right. I mean, something over top of them also.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about cold, erect nipples.
Yeah. I mean, it's a marriage, for God's sake.
What?
All right.
Gotta be serious.
That's the connection.
Okay.
All
right.
Anyway.
All right, so I'm very excited about this podcast because
so
we get to talk about the bachelor party.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to stop you there.
Where's
first.
Oh.
Just to do
podcast over.
A disclaimer.
Oh, no.
That this podcast is most definitely not suitable for small ears.
Yeah.
Or if you
get out of here now.
Yeah, if you work with Wes or you birthed Wes, maybe turn it off. He doesn't want you to know these things.
It's probably good advice.
Really, no.
Anyone that knows Wes, just don't listen right now. He doesn't want you to know this. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
where to begin?
A few notes here. Are these all about the party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. You got a lot
of
stuff.
A very brief overview, too.
Yeah,
this is, this is only the stuff that's put to print.
4 days?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Four days.
So let's start at the beginning. So it was a few weeks ago?
It was like a week.
Yeah,
like
a week and a half. Yeah.
Jeez. Last weekend?
Oh,
God.
Two weeks ago.
And explain the setup. You flew into Sacramento.
Ended up getting picked up at the airport to stay the night with fam that night, and one of my groomsmen, Bob, showed up at my parents' house at 7 a.m. on Friday and shoved a camera in my face immediately.
That's pretty
and
good.
Then blindfolded me. And stuck me in a 16-passenger Dodge van and drove me out.
Candy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Candy in the van.
Did your parents just stand by and let it happen? They were like, whatever.
Yeah, his
oh,
mom
yeah.
sent me a picture of him.
He's being kidnapped. I don't care. Bob seemed like a nice fella.
She also baked a thing of
oh
cookies as well, which is probably the cutest freaking thing in the world. I think it was her way of basically telling my guys not to kill me.
In case you get hungry while you're tied up.
Exactly.
Every bachelor party needs a nice batch of warm cookies.
Thanks, Mom.
This party's going to get out of control.
So Bob drove me
out.
Yeah. Good ways. And then I felt the van come to a stop, and the window rolled down, and I heard Brian's voice.
Uh-huh.
And they got me out of the van, and they walked me out and took off the blindfold, and we were... Yes. Exactly.
Grab your ankles, boy. Ben?
Oh, my God.
We were at a skydiving facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Nice.
They immediately told me to suit up.
Hard pass.
Sweet.
Yep.
Awesome.
So I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane before 9 a.m.
Wow.
Awesome. And you've wanted to do this for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been on my list.
Oh,
just
that's
haven't
good.
Quite gotten
nice.
Around to it. But
Bob asked me beforehand.
That's a great.
If it
that's
was
a great start.
That Wes would be interested
yeah.
in.
That's a great. Well done, gentlemen. That's a great start to the bachelor party.
Bob and Brian both came with.
So you could take the plunge before you took the plunge.
Oh, that's a good one.
<Christ.
laughs>
Just had to jump in there.
This is a weird segue. Speaking of like marriage and planes, I was at a wedding once.
Go on.
There was like, you know, like there's those cringe moments at weddings. This one guy went on this like thing, this like in the middle of the ceremony about he was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like marriage ends in disaster.
Like at the wedding?
50% of the time. He's like, look, all these friends are here for you. Would a good friend let you get on a plane that had a 50% chance of crashing?
Oh my
and
God.
And we're all like, what the fuck, minister? Like,
No,
it's like in the wedding, he was like, he tried to bring it back around eventually to like, it's worth the risk, you know?
Wow.
But it was like, he kept saying like, he was making analogies to planes crashing and talking about divorce. And I was like, these are things you don't talk about.
Yeah, that's
during a
ceremony.
Yeah.
Those are on the
wow.
no-no list.
So anyway, back to this guy. I was in my head and I thought, even the bride and groom look at each other like, all right, motherfucker, like, what are you doing? Like,
this was not
your
first
Anyway.
On an unrelated note, I may need to adjust my speech a little bit. But,
yeah. Don't mention divorce. Don't mention
plane crashes.
Murder or any kind of, the Holocaust. Keep it out of there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you jumped
stick
out.
To the script,
what was the experience like? Let's talk about that.
Experience is actually great because I'd heard different things about skydiving before, and I guess sometimes facilities, they're treated more like a roller coaster ride. You just get in and get strapped to somebody who knows what they're doing and they jump out. But this one was more like a training experience. They put an altimeter on my my wrist, and
nice.
And then they let me pull the chute.
Wow.
Sweet.
And let me guide it in after we pulled the chute.
Holy
no fucking way.
Right.
Yeah. My
yeah.
heart is exploding. I would die.
No, it was great. He reminded me when we were down on the ground, he's like, okay, I'm going to tap you on the wrist just to make you look at the altimeter. We're going to pull the chute between 5,000 and 6,000 feet. If you don't pull it, then I'll pull it, but I'm going to give you a chance to do it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And, of course, Brian and Bob made me go first. So,
nice.
You guys love me.
Sure.
God damn.
If I'm doing it, I'm having to go first. There's no way I'm jumping out of that plane after I've watched people fall out screaming their face off.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Especially if they don't make it.
Yeah.
I'm not going after that guy.
That's a really rough way to start a bachelor party. If that
Well, the groom's dead. Should we party? I think Wes would want us to just continue on.
We already got the boat.
Well, yeah. We got all these drugs and alcohol. I mean, we can't go away, so.
Just dump them in the lake.
I mean, I think if I died on a bachelor party, I would say, please, yes. Carry
we can
the torch. Carry the
man.
Torch. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
I mean, if you die from
Bernie's
smash,
yeah.
Yeah.
Carry me to the casino. Yeah. Just put some glasses on me and let me, let me gamble.
So,
I guess it was all downhill after that. Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
Lord.
It was a hell of a way to start things
Ooh.
Off. I mean, we were on the ground and done by, 10:30, so.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have that feeling of like, I'll do it again right away?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
It was a fantastic experience.
Hmm.
So I'm a huge nerd. I was like, when I landed, I was like, my ears were hurting because I couldn't equalize. I was like, oh, my ears! My ears! And there's no way, if they were like, hey, pull your own chute, we'd have been dead. I fell on the plane and I was like, mind went blank. And then like when the chute opened, I was like, oh yeah, parachute. And then I was just cussing the entire way down. The guy was like trying to point out landmarks, like, over there is the beach. And there's I'm like, fuck, fucking shit. So, and there's no way I could steer the thing either.
Wasn't your guy also like much shorter than you?
I mean, like most people are, but he was.
That's also just a really fun image for me.
You can go on YouTube and find it. It's pretty fun. Skydiving over the North Shore. You can see my floppy cheeks flopping around. And it looks like a mama turtle with like a baby turtle on her back. And like the baby turtle's trying to get the legs locked. And like, I don't know, it was ridiculous, but.
And then there's your face.
Oh, yes.
All right.
One-liner comic over here.
I'm tired. I've had a big couple days.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Next thing says.
Moving on.
So after the skydiving.
Skydiving.
We made a brief stop for a fantastic burrito. I just needed food after that.
Nice.
And then got back in the van and kept driving, and they eventually blindfolded me again.
It's probably good to avoid eating before the skydiving.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially the giant burrito.
Yeah. And after taking a 13,000 foot plunge, you don't really need a whole lot of caffeine. But
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Wide awake.
Yeah.
Like, does that skydiver have chemtrails? What is that? What is that?
Nah, burrito.
Speaking of flabby cheeks.
Oh.
Weird. I don't know what's going on today.
See, this is why there are no Mexican skydivers.
Oh.
Record scratch.
I'm sorry. Fine. Name a famous Mexican skydiver, then, if you're
I can't name any famous skydivers.
Name a white skydiver. A famous one.
Wes.
Nice
try.
That's
true. He's famous.
All right.
You got another blindfold on.
Another blindfold.
All right. Next stop. Get me out of the van again and walk me down a dirt path. And then I feel the ground get uneasy. And I can tell we're like kind of on water. I don't know if we're like on the dock.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
And I was getting worried that they were going to shove me off. Basically. And take the blindfold off, and we're at Lake Shasta, and they've rented a houseboat, but this thing is probably, I don't know, it's seen a few years. It was a little rough. It was a lot of fun, though.
That video is on Instagram.
Yes.
Actually. Of him being led onto the dock. And the blindfold being taken
off.
Nice. Oh,
nice.
The sun was so damn bright initially, too. I couldn't see what we were doing.
Fucking sun.
What is happening?
Nice,
yeah.
Okay.
The boat looked cool, though. It had a slide.
It did have a slide. It was a double-decker boat.
Nice.
So
fancy.
Where's Lake Shasta in relationship to Sacramento or wherever?
That's Northern California, so that's a couple hours north.
Okay.
Near Redding.
There's a big fire over there right now.
Yes.
It was a little smoky.
Yeah.
But we made the best of it.
Could you see that when you were skydiving? Like, was there crazy smoke off in the distance? Or?
You know, we did a little bit, but it wasn't nearly as bad in Davis. That's where we were at when we did skydiving.
Okay. Nice.
But, no, they had stocked the boat full of probably as much beer as it could, you know, handle and still stay afloat.
Coors Light.
Oh, yes. Lots of Coors.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Nice. And lots of man food. So
nice.
There's a barbecue.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
So
good. This is all the makings.
Yes, all the makings.
And this is just the beginning.
Yes. So we shoved off, and we spent the rest of the day going as fast as the boat would go, which was maybe 2 miles an hour, as far away from the smoke towards the other end of the lake as we could, and found a spot to post up for the night, and then the shenanigans began.
Oh, boy.
So there was not a single point that they would let me walk around without a drink in my hand.
Yeah, good friends.
They
yeah.
immediately outfitted me with a captain's hat.
Nice.
With the word ass written in Sharpie on the top. So
ass
I have my ass hat.
Okay.
It's in our closet now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the ass hat. Very nice.
You gonna bust that out at the wedding, maybe?
Maybe late
reception.
Dancing into the night.
You know, when everyone's got their ties loosened. And
yeah. The shoes have come off for the ladies.
I now pronounce you Captain and Mrs. Asshat. I can say that.
Why am I Mrs. Asshat?
Are you going to take his name, Asshat?
Why not? That sounds good.
That would go really well in middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
Mrs. Asshat. Asshat.
All right.
You're popular.
There were also a few other inflatable guests on the boat as well.
What do you mean?
Either like an orca or a swan?
Sure. At one point, one of them was duct taped to the front of the boat. So we were really popular on the lake.
Uh-huh.
Especially amongst the families.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Why is that girl on the front of the boat so surprised? She's making it over. Oh, no, never mind.
favorite was the giant penis.
Yes, that was next. There was also a giant penis. Inflatable and...
I thought you were talking about Wes for a second.
Yes, exactly. it had sand in the bottom, so that it was like almost like a windsock. So it was telling us the direction of the wind.
Did you like punch it and pop back up?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We put it right on the top of the boat. So we got to play ring toss.
Nice.
Which
is
great.
Got a weird glimpse of a Jaws purple eye.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Let's try that.
Friday night festivities.
They also busted out a pink bachelorette sash and made me wear that as well.
Nice. You bitch. I'm just trying to keep like the frat code kind of thing.
Wow.
Make the pussy wear the sash.
You guys want to play some speed deck, Venus?
Throw that ring around the cock.
Yep.
Okay.
So the stage is set.
Yeah, the stage is set.
So we've got a location. We've got our interactivity.
We've
got our costume.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Lady of the Lake on the front of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope. Oh,
wow. Yep.
There's
okay,
the sash.
I'm seeing
the
picture.
This is one of my faves.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So if you go to Wes's Instagram page and you just look at his tagged photos.
Eyeball highlights.
There are some good ones on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
They're magical. Is that the one in the water?
Yeah.
Yes, the best one.
Oh man.
The ring around the penis also acts as a floating device.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I did slide off the end of the boat on the slide with
great.
The inflatable dolls at one point.
Great.
So,
absolutely. That was awesome.
What is the stress? This never came up. I want to know what has happened.
I honestly was rather intoxicated at that point, so I don't really remember putting it on.
It looks like rejected high school theater costume for like Romeo and Juliet.
I blame.
You guys are going to want to pull up the Instagram.
Yeah, you're gonna
want
to see these photos. I really need to know about this dress, gentlemen. So we're gonna have to have a chat next week.
Yeah.
Who owns it? Where did you get it?
Well, you should ask Bob because Bob actually just texted me, let me know that he had to take his van in before he drove up here to get some things worked on, and he forgot that he had all the inflatable stuff in the back. So he had a great experience with the mechanic at the.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good. Nicely done, Bob. Oh man.
That's great.
We made a fun game as well.
I do not want to get caught with a trunk full of.
Oh no!
Inflatable dolls. <Yourself. laughs>
Louis also brought his kayak, so we had that kind of hanging off the back, and we would each take turns getting in the kayak and paddling out, and I think it was Lou that brought an RC boat, one of those little remote control boats, and so we would take turns trying to smack the boat with the paddle when we were out. Eventually the boat died.
You know, I can tell that's one of those things that would be really fun when you're drunk.
Yep.
Like, exactly. You're like,
take a few shots.
Well, actually,
yeah.
The boat did take a few shots and eventually stopped working, but it started floating off. And the weird thing was, is I think it was catching random signals from Bob's camera. And so it would turn it out a life of its own after a while. It started, floating off and the motor would turn on. And,
interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yep, all exactly.
Right.
Good.
What else? All
right,
yeah, so.
Is this all the same day? This is one day, right?
It all blends together. Greg, don't ask me to differentiate. I can't do it.
Sure, 3 days.
Three days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there was agreeance by the end. We're not 18 anymore, so like day three, we were feeling it.
We're like 12.
Yeah.
We're going down. I just feel like the more fucked up you get, the more you dive back into your childhood.
Oh, most definitely. The entire weekend was full of, dick and fart jokes.
Yeah, and you can definitely get to a point where you're like a baby, just...
Change me, I can fart this.
Well, that doesn't scream great party. I don't know what does.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, so now we can get into some of the specifics, but these next topics are kind of, I don't know, what order you want to go in and... How delicate you want to be with the information.
Oh.
Just set him free, man. Shoot him out.
All right.
So. Should I read what we have written down, and you can decide where you want to take things?
We got some post-its on the table.
There's
so
one that says
like
nuts,
story indicators.
Nuts and queso.
Nuts and queso attached to Secret Friend.
Yeah.
We also have Space Nectar. And dual bachelor-bachelorette party boat.
Let's start with the dual bachelor-bachelorette party boat.
Okay.
I think that was, if I remember correctly, night two.
Night two.
So each night we had to find a place to post up and kind of dock the boat so we could, you know, cook and sleep and whatnot. And we found a little alcove.
Overrated.
Yeah, I don't know, it's a couple hours. And we saw this other boat on the other side of the alcove and decided after a while to make our way up and ended up meeting up with them and going over. And it turns out that they were also doing a dual bachelor-bachelorette party.
Well, not also. I was not there.
But
cool.
But yeah.
But funny enough, they were actually, they had the same wedding date as us.
Oh, right.
Oh, crazy.
So as soon as they found that out, they really wanted to go hard and party.
You mean there was a, the bride and groom were together in the
room?
Yeah,
that's popular now. People are doing that a lot.
Yes.
They, well, it was interesting because they
no,
had two
I like
boats.
Feminism.
I don't like that.
They had two boats.
I think their website's called You Wish You're in the School of 915.
Their website? The other people?
Yeah, they're. But that was you or they're trying to. You guys are better.
Great. Probably as,
better
as
better
we wish. As we wish, 915.
Wish your ass is this cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had two boats, and one of the boats was where all the fun people were, and all the people that wanted to pass out and be lame went to the other boat.
Interesting.
Cool boat, lame boat.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah. Get rid of all the boring people.
Okay.
So they can party without them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And why are they even there?
Why do you come at all?
I think you should go on the boat, and then when they're sleeping, just sink it. The SS lame boat is it's on the bottom of the ocean now.
Just give the lame boat a gentle push.
Like,
nudge.
No.
Oh, is that toward the waterfall? I'm sorry.
So there's a waterfall. Look out.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
So, we walked up,
okay.
And we were partying, we had everyone dressed up, kind of looking like pirates. So, Bob already
had
like
your
pirate.
Sash on. And
I have a sash on, exactly.
Any inflatables come with you?
No, not on this one.
Exactly.
Sad enough. But Louis looks like a pirate, normally.
Is Louis the guy with the beard in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
And then, Bob had his big old, like, pirate hat with a big, like, white feather sticking out of it, and he had this white feathered kind of shirt on as well, frilly shirt.
Like the
Seinfeld
like
shirt? Yeah.
Interesting.
Like
Admiral Nelson.
They didn't really know what to make of the two of them at first. They started pulling out a box of vodka. They had box vodka. I've never seen box vodka. And
what?
Made them do overhead box vodka shots.
Like out of a bladder?
Yeah,
like
exactly. It looked like a Franzia box wine, but it was vodka.
You
that's
slap it,
a
take a ball.
Of
oh man, a bladder of vodka. Change the game.
Oh, wow. That's a rough day the next day.
Okay.
I had a bladder full of vodka one time. It was a rough day.
Out of control.
Okay.
Anyway.
So,
I had to decide
how many people are involved in this party?
I mean, maybe a dozen.
Okay.
In total.
So did you guys, like, just meet up and party that night together for the whole
just
time?
Just for a little bit.
Just for a little
bit? Yeah, we went over, and I shotgunned a beer with the groom, and then at some point did a keg stand with Bride.
Nice.
So.
Awesome.
Nice.
Those are always, like, kind of, those are, like, fun when you, like, meet another party, and you're like, are we, like, aligning our vectors now, or is this, like, our party vector? Or you also go in, and you're like, this is not working, now we gotta find an exit strategy. Like, this is, like... You know, if there's like weirdos
like
or like,
or if
one party's partying harder than the other one, and you're like, it's not the vibe you're going for.
Yeah,
it's like, we're here like pirating.
It was a little of both.
Yeah.
Several of them kept disappearing at certain points, and we got the feeling they were going downstairs for something else.
You drove them to the lake boat.
Like, not sexy time.
No, not sexy time.
Like,
yeah. not to mention, Chris and I were playing catch with the football they had on deck, and I think we lost it. So that was our cue to leave.
Fuck up their party.
Yeah. Lost their football. What are they going to do? More coke? Jesus.
It's the only solution.
You can't do coke without a football. What the fuck?
Right.
So you guys got out of there and went back and just
kind
of...
Oh, and passed out. No, Brian didn't make it. Brian, like, I don't even think he made it over the hill to the boat. So we had to tell him about that event the next day.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
So what happened to me?
What happened to Brian?
Brian went a little too hard, a little too early.
Yeah.
Too hard to bang.
Yeah.
Too early. Good job, Brian.
Yeah, I've done that. Great job.
Yeah. We have all been there.
Yeah.
You guys should have brought him back just a little bit of coke and, like, put it in his sleeping nose. And you just snap right up. Brian's back.
For next time.
So that was the end of night two, I think.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
God, it's not over yet.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
What's
next?
Well,
I mean, there's, you know.
There's only two options.
Depends on what you want to share and what else is, you know.
Yeah, we've got a couple food items here.
Syrup. You have space nectar, which
space
we will
nectar.
Leave at that. Arrived at some point in the beginning, and so
it's like made by space
had,
flowers, I guess.
I was thinking like
base
nectar,
yep.
So I was going to do some base nectar songs.
Space bees.
Yeah, what if you want to, I mean, I'm going to smell your tongue.
Suffice to say, there were a few nighttime journeys offshore into the woods where we wandered.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Looked at stuff.
Found themselves.
Looked at stuff.
Probably laughed.
Yes, we did laugh a lot. I had to laugh
quests.
That hard.
Peeled away the onion with your salt.
Long time. I hurt.
Mm.
It's a sign of a good space actor.
Nice.
Definitely.
Sometimes, like, the back of my head hurts them, like, smile so much. I don't know why the back of my head hurt. Like, it's like it was, like, it's all tight. Which is me.
Okay.
So,
space nectar was present throughout the journey.
And no one got lost on the wilderness journey.
No, we almost left somebody on shore, I think, at some point.
Oh, God, I would have been that guy, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
That's true.
Yeah. Where's Greg?
Greg's still looking at that leaf over there.
Greg, it's time to go.
I think
dude, space nectar.
You guys, get over here. You got to see this. Every branching path in the leaf is like a choice in our lives. I'm taking this leaf with me. This is my roadmap.
Nice. Sometimes we just wind Josh up and let him go.
Yeah.
Just I'm just thinking about like realizations I've had in my own. Space sector journeys.
I actually had a very interesting leaf story. Growing up, I had a neighbor who used to live by herself. She was older, and I think her mind was starting to go at in the later time. But we had these two, I think, Jehovah's Witnesses that were making their way around the neighborhood, and she happened to be out front, and it was fall. And they came up to talk with her, and she had leaves in her hands. And I heard her say, I have this leaf, but it looks a lot like this other leaf.
Oh, boy.
And they really didn't know how to respond. They just kind of stood there and stared
That's
at her.
That's great.
I don't really know what you come back with.
You got to out-weird the Jehovah's Witness.
Well, now you just don't have ambition for when they knock on your door.
Yeah.
I
you
mean
my
be...
leaf of Latter-day Saints?
That's
hey, I have a leaflet for you.
That's really weird.
Get off my porch.
Yeah, leaves are similar. I'm not sure what to tell you there.
You know what? You're right. Leaves.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Similar.
Guess we're going to keep going.
So are we allowed to ask about the ingredients of this space nectar?
Space nectar.
It's...
In case we wanted to try it at home.
It has honey in it.
It does have honey in it. That is one of the prime ingredients.
It's
honey.
It's brilliant. I don't know.
And space.
And space.
Honey and space.
Lots of space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of space.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good... I'd like to try it. Just saying.
Really? Just based on honey and space?
Bob, get it together. Maybe
I feel like it'd be a pleasant way to try a space nectar because I feel like often the first hour and a half of the space nectar journey is you're kind of on that like click, click, click of like the roller coaster, like, how high is this going to go? And then also there's like the never any dread of like, I'm going to shit my pants or like bark. But like, you can, you know.
Well, it sounds like a hoot.
Yeah.
So, which can kind of mess up your space nectar journey if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Wear a diaper.
All right.
I've heard.
I've read somewhere.
Remind me never to get high with Josh ever again.
Just
ever again.
When
did
this
happen before?
Did it happen before?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hard to say. Fuzzy.
I always feel like there's any like good developing bits that kind of stuck with you from that those journeys or
any
funny,
bonding and friendship.
Any funny?
Honestly,
these are probably gonna have to be their jokes too, but I still like to hear them.
Yeah.
Still share.
We're not in the mindset of the space nectar, but maybe. I don't know.
Well,
maybe we are.
I know Clay lost his shoes at some point. I think one of them was
classic
at the bottom of Lake Shasta.
Oh no.
Shoes are just shoes, man.
Yeah. I think,
if you really want to experience nature, take them off.
Brian got really into
one
shoe.
It's a lot like this.
Shoes are like leaves.
Brian was cleaning the boat?
Yeah, mainly like mopping the boat because we had muddy feet and.
What?
Unacceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
During the space sector journey?
Yeah.
He was swabbing the
sounds
deck.
Sounds like the last thing I wanted to do.
No. Just
yes.
Really into it. I do remember that.
I don't know, the motion of
I was
the mop might have been soothing.
You could be honest. I mean, that's true.
I've heard that before, the motion of the mop. It's all about the motion.
Yep. Louie cooked a lot. Louie barbecued.
That sounds
very
unsafe.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. The food was great.
Nice.
Well,
yeah. Good job, Louis.
Did you fish or did you just bring all the food?
Oh,
thank you. Thank you for reminding me, Greg.
I caught
my first fish ever.
Hey.
This is like the.
Let me just pull that picture up really quick while we're talking about that.
Many of my guys are avid outdoorsmen, and I did grow up camping, but I never really fished growing up. Not a lot. I never caught anything.
Me
so,
neither. One of my great regrets.
I heard Louis caught a shoe, I think. Is that right?
Under the influence of space nectar, it looked like a fish. We ate it.
Louis like the magic charm of fishing. Anybody around?
There's Wes's first
fish.
Oh, wow.
That was a whopper.
Yeah.
Whopper.
Yes.
I can't believe you're holding that by yourself.
might be illegal not to throw that back, but that's fine.
I mean, what are you going to do?
So, wait, was that the bait, or did you hit the rest of it? Is that the horror picture?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, let's go deeper down the rabbit hole here, I guess. What other funny things happened?
Let's see here. Well, we've got a secret friend and an event with queso.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm so excited to hear about those.
Nacho cheese sauce.
Yeah. At the beginning, there was a big old Costco-sized thing of nacho cheese on the countertop. And I didn't really know when the queso was going to come into play. The guys purchased all of the food and all the booze ahead of time. I just showed up.
And it turned out Brian used it to
swap.
So
they had some sort of plan for it. Turns out it was just kind of a random purchase.
This looks great.
Yeah.
Let's pick it up.
We need this. We need a bucket of queso.
So at some point, handcuffs showed up. While we were out sitting on the end of the boat, and one guy was handcuffed to another guy. Mm-hmm. And it was decided that the only way that they would allow to be, set free was one of them had to dip themselves in the queso.
Now, when you say themselves.
Be specific, please.
Thick lower. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere between the knees and the waist, I suppose. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the
knee.
Mm-hmm.
That general.
So two of you, we don't know who, not
had to decide who was going to do it.
Yeah, how does that work out? Rock, paper, scissors?
There was a lot of bargaining and anger. You know, it's kind of all the stages of grief.
A lot of anger. No. I definitely would have volunteered. I'm sure I would have volunteered.
I believe.
Sure. Volunteered.
Yes.
Like, I mean, right away, you're just like, yep, I'm going to
do
it.
If I were one of the two men handcuffed together, I think I would volunteer.
Because you're kind, or because this sounds exciting for you?
Because it sounds interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Stephanie, take some notes.
It's got a nice warm consistency. It could be.
Now, how were they handcuffed together? Were they, like, wrist to wrist?
Yeah, wrist to wrist.
Like, right wrist to left wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's they? I mean, are you not there's...
I'm going to leave that out just because I know that they would murder me.
Two of you. It could have been you. You were either one of them. It might have been someone else. It could have been, who knows. We're not going to say who had to dip themselves in queso.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Queso did go flying at one point in a fit of anger. Oh, so there was queso left on the window of the boat.
Oh, God.
I just got a text.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ping.
I don't know.
The ping?
I didn't hear any ping, but maybe...
Okay. You don't have your headphones on, so that would probably explain why you didn't hear a ping.
If we just heard a ping, sorry, guys.
Hi,
oh, crap.
Deal with it.
So, queso flew.
Queso flew. Everyone left the boat
from
in a hurry.
Pain or rage?
Rage. Rage.
That's awesome.
Real rage?
Yeah. Real rage. Well, alcohol. You know,
alcohol
yeah,
rage. Even better.
Yeah.
Great.
This was at the tail end of the night, so...
Do you know about how long it took to reach the decision of who was going to take the queso plunge?
Oh, God, I feel like we sat up there for quite some time.
I would think so.
I'm picturing, like, how to raise in the parliamentary procedure.
So...
Miss Queso, next. Menu will come to order.
Was it in... Were they...
No, they...
Were they
sitting in a circle kind of on the ice chests and using whatever chairs were on the boat. They had these plastic chairs. And they had the kind of a deck on the front end of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the barbecue was. And somebody brought the queso out, sat it down on the deck of the boat, opened it up, and we all just kind of stared at it.
So...
What's going to happen next?
So the relevant area had to be dipped into the giant bucket itself. There was no...
Was it warmed?
I didn't touch the queso.
You mean
so.
It was warmed by the nuts?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
I'm also just curious if it was like, you know, well, I guess if you were sitting out there for a while, it probably got cold. And then I, you know, cold, weird nacho cheese, it's not as...
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's
more
gelatinous.
Yeah.
It's got more of a surface texture.
It's not
going to
coat as well,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, you really have to, like, slap your balls down to get them in.
Was
this shit was
that?
Like napalm, because once it stuck to the side of the boat, it wasn't coming off.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
So, like, after it was done, was there a big cheer and then, like, a... celebratory release into the cups and back to partying.
I believe somebody
a celebratory release
the key on the boat. We left the boat to go on to shore and get away from them because at that point queso was flying in anger. People cleaned themselves up.
Did this get recorded in any way?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Wow.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Because I heard that Bob recorded the entire event.
That eliminates Bob from the,
Well, I don't know that, well,
not necessarily. Not necessarily.
He's got a lot of equipment, and he can just, like, post it up somewhere.
He's got, like, a GoPro on.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this.
He does, he has a GoPro. I've seen many pictures from
Wes
that GoPro.
Wasn't one of these two guys?
I'm not sure.
You don't really
don't
know.
We don't
know.
We're not
we
sure.
We don't know.
Hmm.
Check his balls.
Pants off.
Still some cheese residue there. I see it.
Ew.
Yeah. Ball cheese.
Ball cheese.
Oh,
my God.
So, like, when did you guys, like...
That doesn't sound
did
good.
You guys, like, ever, like, cry together in a group? Like, Katie's or...
No, it was primarily dick and fart jokes the entire weekend. We devolved slowly.
No tears, not even one.
That's what I was looking for.
No, there was a few heartfelt moments. Clay, the big love bug that he is.
Of course it was Clay.
Yeah, well, he never cried. But,
no, but he gets to the edge.
He had his I love you guys moment, and he handed us all a, it was a buffalo nickel. That's
yeah,
like kind
that
of a good love
cute.
Token.
Nice.
That was his gift to us.
Good job, Clay. That's cool.
He's single, ladies. A feeler. Love, Clay.
A feeler, not in the creepy way.
Not in the creepy way. Of course
not,
you ruined that moment.
That was in the yellow jacket for the guy, he's a feeler.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Oh, man. there were six of you total, right?
Yeah. Okay. Six of us. So,
name them all again. Let's go down the list.
Well, you know me. Brian, Bob, Clay, Louie, and Chris.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
And all will be present at the wedding.
They better be.
I'm excited.
Problems if they're not there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to party with these dudes. And are they all in the wedding? They're all...
Yes, they're all in the wedding. Yeah. All in the wedding. All my groomsmen.
So it was all your groomsmen. Cool. No fillers.
No fillers.
No bathroom cleaning
only
friends.
The best.
Yeah. it would be a podcast though. No. I was gigging on Alex once.
Try to get him
in there. I love you, Alex. The old tub cleaner.
Yeah.
Thought I forgot about you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
nice.
That was the weekend. And then we
that
drove back
like quite a time.
Drove back to SAC and kind of tried to relax and recoup.
Nice. So yeah, how did the does someone have to go like return the houseboat or how does it wind up there?
You're yeah, we floated back in and we had to like dock and like hand it over and that took a lot longer.
Really like hey, why is there like 45 minutes? Why is there like testicle cheese on the walls?
They never asked. We did our best to clean up the evidence.
Just please go. We'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point, the dolls came down off the side of the boat.
Yeah, did you roll back into the port with those on? Or?
At one point, we did have them out. I think when we went back for supplies, but put them away. There was also a sign on the side of the boat. I don't know who hung it up that said "Same Vagina Forever," which was
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yeah, very well done.
That's about you, Katie.
That's right.
I hope so. That's
a different conversation.
That was posted up proudly in the dining room area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice centerpiece for a dining room. Family meals. Right there.
No more inflatable vagina for you.
Oh. Yeah.
So I always found those stories infinitely more entertaining than this one.
Why is it a competition? I don't understand.
This is marriage, bud.
Fine. Here's your one victory.
Katie,
you're welcome.
It's only a competition because you clearly lost. That's the...
You know what?
Katie just doesn't like losing.
Yeah, Katie is not.
I had a great time at my bachelorette party, so go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Shot
fired.
Okay.
We're not crying on this episode, everybody.
yeah, whatever. I'm a crier. We all know blah, blah, blah.
We should make like bar graphs, like inflatable dicks over here and this and inflatable dolls and...
I believe that somebody has already been hired to make sure that Katie is not supposed to cry.
Oh, yeah. I hired Alex to slap me in the face if I get too emotional so I could just, like, get it
oh,
to
nice.
Her.
That seems horrible.
No, I need it.
You hired her?
I mean,
you're gonna
I asked her.
Yeah.
You're going to be all red-faced and crying and then have a big handprint on your face.
No, I need her to do it before I get to the point where I'm red-faced and crying. Like, if you just see it welling up in there, you just...
So she's standing next to Greg at the ceremony?
Maybe that's like a one-time she's not allowed to do it.
And then people will think that Katie's crying because Alex smacked her.
That's fun, too. I don't see a problem here.
Why are you... Did Alex smack you in the face? What the hell?
That's your special thing. She's hauled off and hit you?
Well, she agreed.
Okay.
Immediately. Didn't even have to talk her into it.
She's like, I was going to hit you anyway. Might as well.
She is also convinced that she could beat me up, which...
Throw down the gauntlet.
I love her.
She does have very pointy
elbows
and
that's
shoulders.
I have pointy elbows.
I've never met someone with pointy shoulders before, but she has those too.
It's very odd. What do you like? How I don't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's so self-conscious now about her elbows and shoulders.
I know, Greg.
She's gonna wear long sleeves to the wedding.
Yeah.
She probably will anyway, because she's really cold.
All
right.
Oh, sorry.
We love you, Alex.
Yeah.
We do love you, Alex. You should
one
be
of
here.
My faves.
Should have come on the podcast.
I think she's like flying in from Europe right
she's
now.
She's coming in today, maybe, or something.
Oh, well, that's a better excuse than tubs.
Much
yeah.
better.
But once she gets home, she's going straight to that tub.
Yes.
That's true.
Mark, you can go to bed. I have to clean the tub. contact my shit later.
This is it.
Oh, wow. Well, now we're getting off topic, I guess.
Yeah. Any other we love
you
things we need to know?
You want to talk about our honeymoon?
Do you?
Who the
honeymoon?
What's weird. The plan? I kind of got to go take a piss. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do what you need to do.
You talk about?
Yeah, okay.
I'll be right back. I'll see the bathroom door open so I can hear what's going on.
Good. Awesome. Hopefully
thanks,
we can hear the...
Just
the
relax with me so you can...
Why not, you know?
Yep.
Just take
I don't
it
think
out
the mic will reach that far.
Sure. I think people have asked us, so I guess why not. We're taking a very, very quick, brief honeymoon because I got to go back to the children.
A mini
moon. Unfortunately.
We'll do the real one next year.
Get the kids. I'm just kidding. Mom. What's the island?
Nordland Island.
Sure.
We're island hopping from Whidbey over a couple islands.
Yeah, we've got a cute little Airbnb. It's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Everyone just keeps telling us that we're going to sleep the whole time anyway, so.
Yeah. No, I think it's probably a smart decision just because, you know, I keep hearing we'll just be exhausted and not wanting to travel and.
Yeah. I can't imagine hopping on a plane after all this, like, and having to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And be a functional.
I mean, I think a destination honeymoon sounds like a great idea in theory, but, like, immediately after, I'm a little wary of, so I think it's the right choice.
I mean, judging by the fact that I have passed out, like, mild coma status the last 3 days from all of the planning and the stress of the wedding combined with the start of school, I think that's a good indicator that I will not be the funnest kid after this is all over. To go adventure climbing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, look forward to that. So we're going to have a great time. Celebrate our love together.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of it. We're just going to chill and hang out. Maybe kayak.
Yeah, nice little relaxing adventure. And then come back to reality.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, our registry is online.
That's right.
Some people have asked me about that too. The link is on our website.
Everything's on the website.
www.asyouwishnight15.com/barnboy
for password.
That's the password.
Yep.
Don't put that in the URL. Confusing people.
Right.
But that's it.
Well, hell.
Nice.
Josh, I'm going to do
that
last year to end out the
podcast. Well, I got to see so much.
Josh, what are you drinking there?
Oh, a little Fremont Summer Ale.
It's going to be our wedding sponsor,
that's
basically.
Right.
Better.
We are picking up a hefty load of Fremont Summer Ale.
I'm going to be
ooh,
filling the back
really?
Of my pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be taking a picture of that, because that's not going to happen ever again.
Sweet.
We're not going to pick up a ton of beer ever again?
Well,
like
I mean,
a boring life. <ahead.
laughs> Not directly from Fremont, from their brewery. I mean, I don't have any plans to.
Are you guys listening?
Not that it wouldn't sound like fun.
Fremont Summer Ale.
Fremont Summer Ale.
That's right.
Don't let the dream
summer.
Die. It's not fall yet.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Fuck that.
Well, we'll also have Rainier, but
yeah,
that's
you're welcome.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's currently a pyramid of Rainier in our living room.
Oh my god, our house is filled with so much crap.
Will
I
there
can't
be any?
Wait.
Will there be any Space Hunter's wedding?
Please
that's
no.
Not my decision.
Please
no. I am requesting as a gift, do not. Just wait until after, please. God.
You could ignore her.
Don't.
Friday, though, is BYO Space Hunter.
No. After. After. Sunday morning, just wake right up and take it and fall for all I care. But then you just need to wait. Just need to wait. 2 days off, please.
Okay. Remind me again. Let's do a quick. Friday meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. Friday meet and
Saturday
greet
wedding.
At Genie Farm.
Uh-huh.
It's like a mile away from the venue.
It starts at like 7 or something?
7:30. Yeah. Right. It's kind of like home whenever. We'll probably wrap up around like 10 or 11. We're not going to go crazy because, you know, we got stuff to do the next day. And then the wedding, kind of get there around 3. We'll start at 3:30. We have to leave the venue at 10. And that is just too damn early. So we will have an after party at Toby's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a shuttle that will take people from the wedding venue
to
Toby's Tavern, which is in downtown Coopville. So if you have a hotel nearby, you can also hop on that shuttle. You can leave your car at the venue until 9 a.m. the next morning. But you must pick it up Sunday
good.
Morning
okay,
at
cool.
9 a.m. And that's it. We're going to go have breakfast, and we'll tell people where if you want to come. But we're like...
There's nothing Sunday, right? Sunday's just...
That's it. Like,
yeah,
we're just going to have breakfast.
Just
if you want to come to the same place when we're there, cool, to say goodbye, but nothing planned.
I thought there was a third thing. What's the third? Let me RSVP the three things. The wedding, the thing.
There's not a Thursday thing.
There, yeah, it's the meet and greet the night before, the wedding, and then the after party.
Oh, okay.
The three things.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
After party separate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Me too.
Very excited. I got to work on my intros for all these people. Not very well, but I'm excited about that.
Well, this is why it's essential for you to get to the meet and greet.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get there.
Gotta get there. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So soon. Hopefully you already have your tickets in line. And,
I hope.
You know, it's really...
Tickets.
Well, not... I mean, for people that are flying or taking
a
travel. I'm not
here. So you got Ticketmaster or something?
Yeah. That's
$45 more charge.
Exactly. We got to get some of this money back that we've cranked out, so we're charging admission. This is the event of the season.
I'm going to scout my tickets this wedding.
Wow.
Maybe go anyways.
I like it.
All right.
Okay.
What else?
That's
it.
That's
it.
That's it,
yeah.
I think we gotta go finish the final wedding plans today, so we gotta wrap this trash up now.
We talked about love dolls and genitals and cheese sauce and
all
sorts of
space nectar.
Space nectar.
It feels
boats, skydiving.
Skydiving.
Yeah, it feels full circle.
It was chock full of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
my
really
my guys did not disappoint. Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think just maybe for the road. Ping!
Ping! Cheesy genitals.
See you in a week!
All right, can't wait to party with everyone.
Woo! Bye!
Huh?
Maybe.
Still.
No. That's kidding.
No, awkward thing. You like say goodbye and you keep walking.
You go to the store.
Oh,
you're going to
say
what?
Maybe.
My car's over there too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
And now, goodbye.
Peace!
Bye! Good job.